So Romans 10, 14 and 15 says this. But how are they to call on one in whom they have not believed? How are they to believe in one whom they've never heard? And how are they to hear without someone to proclaim him, without someone to tell them? And how are they to tell them unless they are sent? How beautiful are the feet that bring good news. Okay. Now I love this verse. I think it's a great verse. And I've got some questions for us to help us think on this. Can you remember this morning the first time someone ever said to you, I love you? Yes. Can you all picture that in your mind? It could be the person sat next to you. It could be the first time they said they loved you. Have you all got something? If you've not, I love you. There you go. Hear it this morning. I love you. Oh, thank you. Can you remember when someone has said to you, I believe in you?
Yes.
What impact did that make on you when someone said, I believe in you? You are amazing, and I'm so proud of all that you're doing. Yesterday on the market. It's not normally a place someone says, I believe in you, but why not? If you've never heard it, I believe in you. I think you've got incredible potential. I think you've got so much love to give and so much that you could give to others. Has anyone ever told you, see if you can remember, the first time someone said, you are amazing? Anyone ever said that to you? If they've not, you're amazing. Hear it this morning. You are incredible people. Can you remember the first time someone said, you are so good at football? You're so good at drama. You're so good at loving people. You're so good at encouraging me. If you've never heard someone tell you, you are good, you are good. There is something that only you can do, and you are very good at it. I remember being told all those things by my mum. I was privileged that I had a mum that was there for me, that loved me, that told me that, that told me I was good at things, that told me that she believed in me. And I know it's difficult to do a Mothering Sunday talk because not all of us have that. But we will have someone near us that can say it to us. I remember the first time Beck told me, my wife Beck said, I love you. And it was in that moment, she was the first to say it. It was in that moment I knew I'm going to marry this woman. It made a difference, someone saying it to me. I remember the first time someone said, Bob, you are so good at drama. That's why I said that one. I know, I'm quite dramatic, you might have guessed. I remember my drama teacher said, Bob, you are so good at drama. Well, he didn't actually say that. He said, Andrew, you're so good at drama because my actual name is Andrew. And it was my drama teacher's belief in me and him saying I was good at drama that he started to call me by the first character I ever played in a school play with him, which was Bob. And I've gone by that name for the last, 22 years now. Because someone said they believed in me that I was good at something. So if nothing else, I want you to know that you are loved, that you are good, that you are precious, that you're amazing, and that I believe in you. Now my other question. When was the first time someone told you about Jesus? If you've never heard it, come talk to me afterwards. I want to tell you all about him. Because the first person to ever tell me about Jesus was when I was in the darkest hole I could have possibly ever been in when I was 16. And your pastor, Mark Hurd, told me about Jesus in 1 minute Do you know what happened that day? I became a Christian. I responded to that very same message the same day. I was healed, restored, and it was a life-changing moment because someone said, God loves you, God believes in you, God thinks you're amazing, and this is why. Because of Jesus. So what would it difference does it make if we hear things? If someone says they love you, turn to the person next to you and say, I love you. Now some of you, you might think, I'm not sure I do. But the thing is, Jesus tells us to love everyone. He doesn't necessarily say we need to like everyone. Or go and have dinner with them all the time. But he says we need to love them. And it makes a difference. The Bible speaks the same words over and over again. He says, right at the very start, creation, animals, oh, they're good. The sun, the moon, the stars, oh, they're good. The animals, the fish, the trees, the birds of the air, oh, they're good. Do you know, on the sixth day, he made humans. He made us in his image and he said, they're very good. Not, oh, they're all right. Not, oh, they're all okay, apart from Bob, he's a bit of a... He didn't name us, but he just said, you are very good. And he continues, and it says, God loves us. God thinks we are precious, that we are unique, that we are loved, that we're very good. These words lift us, they have power to change everything. And so this Mothering Sunday, that's what I'd love you to do. If you are a mother, if you are still in touch with your own mother, I'd love you to encourage them today. I know for some people that relationship might be tricky. It might be really difficult to say that to someone that you might not have seen for a while, that might have hurt you in the past. But you know, those words are powerful. They are life-changing. As Christians, we have words of life and love and hope and forgiveness. They don't just change here and now. They change forever. Who's not heard about Jesus before? Oh, that's good. As I said, if you've not, please come and talk to me. Because in Jesus, there is all of those things. How do our family and friends know of our love and care? We tell them. None of my family yet know Jesus. None of them. My mum claims to because she went to Sunday school when she was a child. Yeah, I've been to McDonald's a lot. It doesn't make me a Big Mac. Yeah. My grandma went to the Methodist women's group. Does that make her a Christian? No, it just means she went to the Methodist women's group. So I share. Because how can they hear unless someone tells them? It may be you've got friends or family that don't know Jesus. How are they going to hear? Don't just presume someone else is going to tell them. I'm not going to presume someone's going to tell my mum that they love her, that they cherish her, that she is amazing, that she is so good. I've got to go do it. If another 58 people say it as well, praise the Lord. But we need to be quick to tell them our love. So my challenge is tell them of God's love. Because we never know the impact that our life and our words are going to make. Anyone feeling encouraged? Has anyone texted someone whilst we've been in the service already? Like, oh, I probably ought to tell her, Happy Mother's Day. Like, my parents are separated. And so I know that today I'm also going to ring my dad to tell him I love and care for him too. Because today is about honouring, encouraging, cherishing the women in our lives, those that have mothered us, those that have cared for us, but also honouring each other, just as we should each and every day. Today is a special day, but every day is. So I'm going to... Let's do some gifts first, before I do a controversial prayer response. So I just need four people that are willing to come and help me. So, oh, look at this. 1, 2, 3, 4. Look at that. Brilliant. Now, we have some gifts for all of the ladies in this room, and so I'd like you to take a basket each. But I'm not just going to get you to give them a gift. I'd love you, for every lady that you give one of these to, I want you to turn to them and tell them, you are so precious. Can you do that for me? Now, it might be a bit awkward because you might not know them, but God knows them. So we're just going to have a moment just to chat amongst ourselves, to talk, to reflect whilst these gifts come out to those ladies in our room that we want to honour and cherish because you are so precious. So let's go for it. And if you are a lady in the room that has been given those gifts, you might want to turn to a gentleman near you and give them one of the chocolates and tell them they are precious too. You don't have to, they are gifts for you because we want to honour you today. But as we're honoured, it's great to honour others. And I'm sure especially some of the younger ones would love to know how precious they are today. So there are some jelly babies over here as well. For children. Have all our gifts gone out? Are there any left? Looks like not. Look at that. Well planned how many we've got. Brilliant. Thank you. We've only got three left. If you are a lady and you are of the younger kind and you've not had something, there are some jelly babies there, but at the end, we will also give you a chocolate each because I've only got three left. We seem to have stocked well for the adults and forgot about the younger ladies. Oh. But you are just as precious, don't worry. So we are going to encourage one another and we're going to pray for one another. And so again, this could be a little bit bold. Feel free to join in or to pray where you are in your own way. But for 30 seconds, I'd like you to turn to the person on your right, if there is someone there. And if it's appropriate, ask them if you can place a hand on their shoulder. Or if you know them really well, you might want to hold their hand. And we're going to encourage the person to our right to start. I'm only doing that because it's your right that way. I do know left from right. And we're just going to pray for 30 seconds as an encouragement to the person on our right, thanking God for them, for how incredible they are, and asking God to bless them, and they would know more of Him. So you're going to have 30 seconds, as appropriate, to pray for the person on your right-hand side. And then we're going to be bold and pray back. So, and then we're going to swap over. We're going to turn to the person on our left. And we're going to pray for them. And then I'm going to ask us all to put our hands over our... Oh, sorry, I forgot there's a mic there. Over our own heart. And we're going to pray for ourselves. So thanking God that we have the gift of life. That we have hope in Him. And so loving God, You've given us the right to be called children of God. Help us to show Your love in our homes, that they may be places of love, security and truth. Loving God, Jesus, Your Son, was born into the family of Mary and Joseph. May You bless all parents and all who care for children. Strengthen those families living under stress. And may Your love be known where no human love may be found. Loving God, we thank You for the family of the church. We pray that all may find in her their true home. That the lonely, the marginalized, the rejected may be welcomed and loved. In the name of Jesus. And loving God, as we see the brokenness of our world, we pray for healing among the nations, for food where there is hunger, for freedom where there is oppression, for joy where there is pain, and that Your love may bring peace to all of Your children. In Jesus' name, amen. So I could have done a sermon this morning with a bit of Greek and Hebrew. But sometimes we just need to know we are loved, that we are so precious, that we are unique, and that we are so good at things. And Jesus believes in us, just as I believe in you too.